Wolf Podcasts.
Just right now, in the normal life, it's the part of us all, because it deals with every one of us. You heard from the lecture of Reinhold that there's a lot to do also in the Tirol regarding integration. We heard also that integration matters are strongly mixed up with religion, what also Christina Stöckl mentioned in the morning lecture. What I want to do now is to give you an view on the integration policy of the Tirol, so that means the official integration work of the Tirol. I will talk about integration policy in the Tirol. We call it integration with immigrants in the Tirol, and this with is not a fraud, a mistake. I think it will come soon, it doesn't it? Never mind. It's not a mistake, but it's chosen. We choose it not with Absicht, please.
Intentionally,
thank you. Because one of the main things we have to say is that integration is something that deals with everybody, that the immigrants have to integrate themselves, we have to integrate immigrants, so it's a work for us all to do. I will talk to you about the integration unit, about the structures and some numbers also of immigrants in the Tirol. I want to talk about the integration concept and then about some projects measures so that you get an impression how it is done in the reality. And just to touch also the subject, the matter of this seminar, I also will talk about the role of religion as we see it. The integration unit is part of the Department for Human Relations in the government of the Tirol. That's something special in the Tirol. No other federal government in Austria has such a department for human relations. I'm lucky that we have it, because as we had this department, we could put the integration unit into this department. Because I think it's very important not to see integration as a social matter or as a security matter, but in the first way it's a matter, it deals with human relations, it deals with the development of our society. Our neighbors are family, women, youth, and senior citizens. What is our job to do? We try to create consciousness for the what integration is meaning for us and why it is necessary to do it. And we try to convince the local and the immigrant population, because it's a question, it's misunderstood in both communities. We try to be aware of the different barriers against integration and try to remove them together with many other players in this field. And we try to coordinate and support the various projects and initiatives for integration in the Tirol. There are a lot of projects, and this is the positive news. It's not only a lot to do, but there are also a lot of people who are working towards this. The structures, we have the responsible in the provincial government is Gerhard Rehes, who is also responsible for social welfare, which is in a different department. He has a board, an advisory board for integration. There are people from politics, from administration, and from non-government organizations who are coming together, talking about developments and giving advice to the government of the Tirol. There is an integration forum, which is a self-organization of non-governmental organizations who work in the field of integration. There are many different institutions, initiatives, projects in the field of integration, big ones, small ones, a lot of people who work there, and we as the integration unit, we try to coordinate them, to support projects and so on. Just the main numbers of foreigners in the Tirol. We have about 10%, a little bit more than 10% foreigners living in the Tirol, those who have no Austrian passport, and almost half of them are European Union citizens, which are in the public opinion are not seen as strangers. They are just normal. They are accepted, I would say. Then the next one is Adi Jugoslavian, Ellen, just like you. You are not only accepted, you are welcome, of course. The second largest group is from the former Yugoslavia, which is 26%, and only then Turkish people with 16%. Although in the public opinion, if we talk about integration, we always talk about Turkish people. The Austrians, the Tyroleans, just they don't see the ex-Yugoslavian, they never mind about it. Also, there are problems anyway, I have to say. But in the public view, they are not seen. They are only the Turkish seen. And always if I ask, what do you estimate, how many Turkish people are living here? People say numbers about 30% of the 10% of the population and so on. Completely wrong, completely overestimated. If I also have to correct maybe, because those are the ones with a passport, not Austrian passport. If you take also in account the migration background, people who are born in Austria but have not the citizenship, or who are born outside and have the citizenship, we come to higher numbers. But if we leave away the European Union members, again, we have about 10% of people with migration background living in the Tyrol. And the numbers for the Tyrol are almost the same than the numbers for Austria, the percentage numbers. Then you have also the third generation, so the number will increase up to 100,000 people out of 700,000 people living in the Tyrol. It's not that big problem, I always say. Maybe the naturalizations are not so interesting. I only show the picture because it's the number is increasing very strongly in the 90s. That's the time when the laws against immigrants began to become stricter and stricter, and so they decided more of them decided to become citizens, can bring back their families and so on. And now it's going down again because many have already got the citizenship. And also the citizenship law is a little bit stronger now. Some words to the Muslim community. We know most about it from the morning session. Just the numbers of Austria. In 2001, we had about 27,000 Muslims in the Tyrol. In the Tyrol, it's already the second largest number. If you don't count the people with no confession. Maybe now you only can estimate it will be, for sure it will be more than 30,000 now. Now some words to the integration concept, how we understand integration. It's the result of almost 2-year process which we did in the Tyrol, inviting many people to work together, to come up with to what do we want to reach, how do we understand integration, what do we want from people coming to the Tyrol. And I will tell you something about integration, how we understand it, and about the guiding principles. We started with the idea that if we do integration work in a preventive way, without only reacting on problems, we can keep these problems away. We can succeed to get a better development for the whole society, not only for the immigrants but also for the local people. And the second idea was that integration is not something that can be done by the government, but integration is something that deals with every sector of the society, which deals with economy, with education, social welfare, and so on and so on. Now, what do we understand by integration? We think that integration, of course, is a mutual process. You can hear it from everybody right now, but if you then ask more, it comes out they have to learn the German language, they have to do this, they have to do that. And if you really think it is a mutual process, you also have to think what have we as the local people to do, what has the society, public administration to do, and you can hear not many words about this from politicians and so on. I think it's important to say really it's a mutual process. When we talk about integration, we don't talk about uniformity and about assimilation. We talk about compatibility of variety and difference. We want a variety in our society, and we want to bring it together. We want to bring out the best of this variety. It's also, of course, about the chance of participation in social life. It's related, that's also, I'm just so sorry. It's related to individuals, because we can't talk about Turkish, we can't talk about Muslims, because they are also people. They have their own opinions, they have their own background, and it's not to talk about units. We always have the idea of, we have some groups. We don't have groups, we have individuals. And we have to keep this in mind. It's also related to performance and potentials. In the public view, in the public point of view, it's always focused on problems. They don't speak German language, it's a problem in the school, and so on. Problems everywhere. And of course there are problems, and we have to deal with the problems, that's clear. But there are also potentials in these immigrations. For example, we have young people growing up with two languages. Usually we see this as advantage. But if we don't succeed to bring them really up with two languages, in the moment we bring them up with two half languages. And I think there we are forced to do something to bring up these potentials. And we also see integration as a process. First we have to enable it, we have to support integration, integration projects and so on. And if we succeed, or where we succeed to enable it, we also can demand it. But only if we enable it on the first step. The guiding principles, we have three sentences where we try to put in the main ideas. To live diversity, in this sentence we try to point out this Heimat. I think it's existing only in the German language. It's home, and it means, for especially in the Tirol, it's very important. Heimat is very important. And if people are talking of Heimat, they are talking of people long living in the Tirol, a long tradition. And we try to stress this Heimat, and we force the people to think about it. Does Heimat today mean something different than, for example, 100 years ago when we had a very close society? I think it's very important to think about how can we give Heimat to people who come to Austria and who feel as Austrians, as Tyroleans. And they do feel as Austrians and Tyroleans if we enable it. The second is make use of the potentials. I mentioned it before. We have potentials by immigration, but we also have to bring it out. We have to give them chances, fair access to the resources of our society, and then we also can get out potentials. And there we have a lot of work to do. We see it. We are not really successful until now in the education, for example. And I think we have to invest in this field. And the third is building the future. And it's the idea that everybody has to do something. I have neighbors with immigrant background. I work together. I have them in the school. There are so many different fields where we have to deal with this topic. And everybody is forced to do something, or responsible to do something. Now just some measures, some projects, just to give you an idea what is done. It's not all the projects we do, and not only projects that we do as the public government, but also which is done by others. Of course, language illiterate courses are supported, also for children, for very small children. For example, in Delft there is a group of children up from 3 years called Sprachspielgruppe, language game group, play group. So there are many different projects in this field. It's awareness raising in the public administration. This is my neighborship. I have to do something also in my unit, in the public administration as a whole. We make some seminars and so on in this field. We support and initiate partnership and meeting projects. We have already heard also in England it's important that people come together to give room to this, to give space to it, and to bring people together, not only on a festivity or something like that, but also to deal with each other. They have to know each other a little better. We make publicity for integration, for example, with our well-known integration calendar. We bring it out every year. which is a poster on the one side that should give an idea to think about what is integration. There are not many left because we start now with the next one. And on the back side, it's just information about integration, what is done in the Tyrol, what is going on. Also to give examples. This is also the part where we try to deal with the fears. In the morning, you ask, people are afraid, although we have now really big problems. I think there are no facts needed for being afraid. We see it when we look around. We try also to take away those fears, which are a main problem in the integration topic. Then we are building up an information monitoring center, which is also has also to do with information of the population. We are working on a booklet, Tyrol for Beginners, to give an insight, to give an understanding of the social environment of the Tyrol to people who come here newly or who live here already several years, but some of them until now don't really understand how the society works, how it functions, education system, social welfare system, and so on. A very important point is bringing young migrants or people with migrant background into the labor market, especially women. The numbers of the Arbeitsmarkt Service,
labor market service,
show that we have a big problem with young people with migrant background, and it doesn't matter if they are citizens, Austrian citizens or not. The numbers of them are very bad regarding their presence in the market, in the labor market. And there we have lots of projects. Then we do, of course, networking, and we try also to raise intercultural competence in the different fields, public administration, I mentioned, education system, and so on. Some words to the role of religion. In the whole process of making this concept, we first tried to leave religion out at all. Our idea was that we, as an official administration, we had to be neutral towards religion, and we also think, and I'm convinced about it, that religion is not the main topic. When we talk about integration, it's mostly about social backgrounds, about education, about work, about apartments, living, and so on. On the other hand, religion is a subject that brings up very strong emotions, and it's very strongly seen in the public. So we have to deal with it anyway. We can't leave it by side. We have to deal with it. But it's not our main focus, and we try to bring away the focus from the religion. Maybe this is it's different to the national government. And really, we are convinced about it. It was also mentioned that patriarchal tradition is more important mostly than the religion. And people bring it together, also the Muslim people bring it together very often, but you can't only deal with religion. Okay, we have contacts to religious communities. We have also one project on which we work in the moment. We call it Mentoring for Imams. That means helping. The imams are changing very often. Some of them stay only for 3-4 years in Austria or in the village where they are working, and then they leave again. So they don't have really time to come into the society, and we want to help them to do it faster, with the idea that then they can help also people to integrate better. In the moment, we have the impression that imams sometimes more against integration, and we want to win them as partners for integration. That's the idea behind it. Okay, I think that's all.